This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do become involved in the conversation. I don't care whether it's with me, another host. I prefer you be with me, obviously. Or another host or any of that. I just want you involved in a conversation. And the stories, some of the stories you guys have sent to me, just hilarious. Just hilarious. You know, when you look at what's going on today, we've just come out of Christmas, we come out of New Year's, and we're already starting off to shoot. Obama on Wednesday is going to meet with the Dems to talk with them about how they can keep Obamacare from being repealed. And he talks about how he's going to be around and what have you. You know what? You want to change this stuff? You really want to make a difference? And I know I'm preaching to you. I've done this before, and this is what I was going to start this hour off this way. But this all comes to you sending the dog catcher to the Congress. And what I mean by that is you pay attention to local politics. A lot of people don't pay any attention whatsoever to local politics. And I've talked to plenty of people in my area who don't know city council meetings are coming up, or elections are coming up, school board, water board elections coming up. They don't have any of that under control. And you look at them and you say, come on, you can't be serious. You really can't be serious in the sense that you don't have a clue to these things. Because these are the people that you end up sending to Washington, to the state houses. Right? I mean, just craziness. They don't do their job locally, and then you send them to Washington, D.C., so they can make our lives even more miserable. Thank you very much. And it shouldn't work that way. You shouldn't stick us with those kind of people. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. So get involved in the conversations like mine. Get involved in reading some of the articles that some of us write. Now, I think I cleaned this up. I can't remember. I think I did, though. And where did you go? Don't you hide on me. And so there's a clip of a bunch of people in the street that were interviewed, and by Mark Dyson and Jesse Waters and some others. And when you hear it, if this doesn't make you feel, this is why I don't, we can enact every law we want to do. There's all kinds of stuff that if we don't change our education system, nothing's going to change. These people don't know what the laws are. They don't know how to work from within the laws. They don't know how to make things work, make things happen. So take a listen. Let's see if this tickles you and makes you throw up. I'm curious.
You have a right to be stupid.
That was John Kerry in a speech that he gave. One of the only lines in a speech he's ever given that was actually 100% truth.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Who did America defeat in the Revolutionary War?
Oh, God.
This is going to be a history quiz. You didn't tell me this.
Oh, God. Why did you pick me to do this?
You know, what I love about some of this, though,
is he's talking about the Revolutionary War. He's going to talk a little bit about the Civil War and what the Civil War was about and who won and why it was fought. But he went out of his way mostly to pick African Americans or Black Americans. They didn't know what it was about. Nobody had a real clue, or the Black community had no real clue as to what was going on.
French, right? Russia? Russia? Germany?
The revolution, the Revolutionary War. Apparently, these young people, and some of them older people, didn't know who we fought. Weren't sure whether it was, Russia, Germany. I mean, my God, China. And they're serious. They're not joking.
They love tea.
Oh.
If donuts are 12 cents a dozen, how much do 100 donuts cost?
12 cents a dozen. 50 cents?
$2.
12 cents a dozen.
These are young men and women that are obviously, if you could see them, you would see they're obviously out of high school.
100 donuts, 100 and what, 120, $1.20.
Can you use the calculator? $12. Oh, $1.20? $12? I don't do math.
No, you shouldn't. Honey, don't do math, please. Because you can always put it on a credit card or something like that. They do all the math for you. And at the end of the month, when it doesn't work out, you'll have to try to figure it out on your own, won't you?
$1.20.
$144. What's water made of?
Water?
I love this. This is, even for an idiot like me, I know what water's made of. It was one of the first things I learned in science class, right? You all learned what water was made of. It was really simple. If you don't know the answer, please don't tell anybody. Just be quiet.
What makes water?
Water.
Okay, what elements does it take to make water?
H2O.
So what does that mean?
It is water.
Everyone knows the formula for water, H2O.
No clue. Oxygen? Water? I don't know.
Who won?
I know those were English. It was very obvious. But they're still young people. And a lot of what we heard were young people here in this country. And our education system, as you heard, if you caught the first hour, right, we are so far behind. The reason the numbers are where they're at is because we don't want these kids to feel bad. We don't want them to score low. So we graduate them when they don't understand the basics. When they can barely read and write, we still graduate them. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Hopefully you stay with me. Be with me on the other side of the hour. More stupid people right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for
a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Can I, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please get involved in the conversation. I really do enjoy when I have somebody to talk to other than myself. It's always good. Anyway, I was hoping to hit 2017 running. That things were going to turn around and we'd really see. And I'm seeing positive signs. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to be a doom and gloomer. I'm seeing positive signs. I want to make sure that our people, I want to make sure Republicans are behind Trump. I don't want them to give him free rein to do anything he wants to do. Do not get me wrong. It's not what I'm talking about. But I definitely want them to work with him, work on a plan with him. Otherwise, all they're going to do is get in the way again. They're just going to make it. They're going to make it worse for us. They're going to make it worse all the way around. You know, and we need people. We need these people. God, it's just nuts. I'm looking at comments that our own Republican Ryan and others are making about some of the things that Trump wants to do, some of the things he campaigned on. What they don't realize is we voted him in for a reason. We voted. Don't listen to the other side that feels like some of his nominees aren't right. Well, if the other side was right, if what they were doing was right, if people wanted to listen to what they had to say, they would have voted those people back in. They didn't. They just didn't. That simple. So anyway, I'm playing some clips from 2016. And what scares me about these is the craziness, the nuts that are out there that are going to be our future legislators, that are your attorneys, that are in the work world. And they don't even know how to add and subtract simple numbers. You're going to see as time goes on, they don't know who some of our legislators are, some of our most common legislators. But I don't want to steal anything from you. Take a listen.
The Civil War.
The Civil War, what that was us with, probably it was Europe, France, and America.
Here, see, you learn something on the show every night. The Civil War was fought between, you want to write this down? Europe, France, and America. That's right. You heard it here first.
No, wrong. I am terrible at history.
Who won the Civil War?
Asia. Was it the Soviet Union?
The Civil War that was fought here on this country. And remember I told you earlier, these were, he was asking mostly African-American, blacks, whatever you prefer.
And I would say France again. England. No. Germany. Russia. Japan.
The North versus the South.
North America versus South America.
That was it. There you go. Who knew? Now, I want you to know something. These are no longer, these kids are no longer on high school campuses. And let's be clear. Now, some of you are saying, oh, that's useless information. We don't need to know that. Really? You don't need to know why the Civil War was fought? Is that so? That's got to be coming from out of the mouth of somebody on the left, because what that would mean to me, what you're thinking, is you don't want the left to know. You don't want these young people to know that the rights for the blacks were actually fought by, that hundreds of thousands of people died protecting the rights of slaves. Not to be slaves, but to be free men. Are you just afraid you don't want them to know that? You don't want them to understand that white folk, the Northerners, the Yankees fought for their freedom too? Is that what kind of what you're saying? I'm so confused.
Who won the Civil War?
The North.
The North.
The Union, baby.
The Union.
I'm a Civil War buff.
Do you know what the Civil War was about?
God, I wish I studied my history.
This is a black woman. And I'm not making it up to call them out, but shouldn't you know this? I would hope if an Italian or somebody of Italian descent doesn't know the damage that Mussolini did to the Italians. I don't know. I pull their Italian card or something.
What was the Civil War about?
Freedom. Slavery.
Yes. Do you know what the Civil War was about?
Not right now, no.
No, maybe later on I would know. Well, I knew it yesterday, but I just don't know it today.
America fight in World War II.
France? No. France is on our side. Said that, right? No. Russia?
China?
The French?
Anybody? Anybody else, like, disgusted with this? Anybody really think that, you know, if you're up in the Facebook, I'll check that out in a minute. If you're up on the Facebook feed, I would love to know if any of you feel that there's no reason to know this. It's not a big deal. Right? No, seriously. I mean, if these guys, somebody beat me to the punch. If these guys get out of high school not knowing this, the basics, take a shot. But when you say the Civil War was Europe, France, Oh, God save us. We're going to need saved.
Who did America fight in the Vietnam War?
Korea.
France.
The Vietnam War apparently was fought in France. Who knew?
Is it France?
Oh, God.
You're laughing at me. It's
how many stars on the American flag?
We got 13 colonies, so 13 minus 50. 47.
13 minus 50. First of all, who knew that 13 minus 50 was 47? I would have never known that. That must be that new Common Core map. But why are we minusing 50? But why did she go down that road? Where did that logic come from?
True or false, Alaska is an island.
Oh, this is classic. Now, you can thank me for finding these and having to listen to them, having to cut them up. Because I just can't believe. Now, this was older folks. Not much older than me, around my age. But really? What is this all about? If you don't know simple stuff, this is why our founding fathers were worried that an electorate, people who voted, if they weren't informed, we would be screwed. They knew.
There's water all around it. I would say it qualifies as an island.
Somebody give me the definition of an island? Is it surrounded three sides by water? So Florida's an island. Who knew?
No.
False.
Oh, isn't it false? Isn't it connected to all this stuff?
Yeah, it is. Connected to Canada. You got it.
I'm confused. I do not know what to do about this. And I won't do this for the whole hour, but I'm going to do this for a little while. I mean, this is just amazing to me. These kids, these young people, made it out of high school. I love an educator to chime in on this one. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple more minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, somebody, I like to bounce around a little bit. You know me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to have a conversation. Also, somebody sent me a little note here. And I thought it was kind of cool. I'm going to expound on it just a little bit. But, you've got all these adults and kids on college campuses across the country. They all need therapy. They all need safe spaces. They all need whatever they need to get through because Trump was elected. I want you to think about what I'm saying here. I'm not just spewing garbage. Trump got elected. People are devastated. They're going to kill themselves. They're going to move to another country. They can't believe this is going on. They can't believe. All this outrage, all this help. And I know plenty of kids in 2001 were in high school and on TV and in the news and over and over again watched 3,000 people lose their lives on live television. Pull this together. If I'm out in left field, just tell me I'm out in left field. You know, Messina, you're a moron, whatever. I'm used to it. But they watched 3,000 people die, have it play out over a period of time. And I don't remember the mass outcry. I don't remember people, burning effigies of Muhammad in the street. I don't remember, having to rush counselors to every school in the country to make sure these kids were going to be able to survive and get through. I mean, any of you, did I miss something? Maybe there was some kind of program that I missed? Right? Those kids have made it up and through. Some of those kids, today, they're not kids anymore. They're in their 20s. Think about it. So, were kids raised differently? Did they deal differently? Are they colder? Maybe they're just not getting it. Do you know what I'm saying? But if you think about this, a man gets elected and the group falls apart because they don't like him. A generation starts to fall apart, melts in the streets. And in 2001, 3,000 people lost their lives. War was waged on American soil. I don't know, maybe the teachers didn't explain it right. Maybe the teachers were better and explained it better to the kids and they were able to handle it better. I don't know. But, you know, somebody sent me that. It's a great thought. It's a great way to try to work it through. You're exactly right. Anyway, back to stupid people. I didn't plan on doing this the whole hour, but I'm having so much fun with it, I can't help myself. You have people that can't do simple math. People who think that Alaska is an island. And it isn't because they don't understand and they got confused. Because the one person even said, well, it's surrounded on all three sides by water, so therefore it's an island. Gotta scare you. Some of these are going to be your future legislators.
Let's say you're flipping nickels, okay? So let's say you flip enough nickels to equal $2.
And this is really simple, right? It ain't that hard. Every kid should know this. And these are kids that have graduated from high school. They could tell by their age. They've graduated from high school. This is not a problem. This shouldn't be a problem.
Let's say you're flipping nickels, okay? So let's say you flip enough nickels to equal $2, separate nickels. How many nickels did you flip?
Sorry, could you repeat the last part of your question? Here, wait, I need a second.
No problem. We'll wait.
How many nickels? Here, I'll even simplify it. How many nickels do you have to make $2? Not that hard.
Okay, 5 times 4, 4, 8, 12, 16. 16 times 2, 32 nickels, or 32 times.
I don't even know what to do. Go ask your kids. Not now. Wait till the show's over. But if you want to check and see, you got nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters. Age appropriate. Ask them the same question. See where they're at.
All right, so a nickel is how many?
How many pennies? Wait.
Wait, 40 nickels.
40 nickels is right.
Whoa! How many was that? We're 9 people. 9 people in, and we've got it. So that's 1 out of every 9 people knows how to make $2. How knows what makes up $2 worth of nickels.
Math.
Awesome.
Yeah,
math is awesome. You might have to take a class at ASU. So. Yeah.
You're traveling at 80 miles an hour.
This is one of my favorites. And these are simple, right? I mean, these aren't hard questions. I mean, seriously, high school kids should be able to answer these without a problem. Notice I said should be.
How long does it take to go 80?
So he says, ask them. You're traveling at 80 miles an hour. How long does it take to go 80 miles? Real simple stuff, right? Should not brain surgery.
You're traveling at 80 miles an hour. How long does it take to go 80 miles?
What the giggling is for, I don't know. Maybe they're thinking, you just got to hear this.
Think about what I said.
80 miles an hour. How long would it take you to go 80 miles?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who fought in the Cold War?
Spain. Japan.
America. We're always in the wars. It's weird. France. They always bring us into it. Now, I don't know why.
Who did the United States fight in the Cold War?
The French. Russia.
It seems like the French are getting a heck of a beating here tonight, don't you think? I mean, they deserve a beating for a lot of things, but they're not in every war. They're not involved in every war. They don't drag us into every war.
Who fought in the Cold War?
It was us and the Soviets.
Cold War. What was that about?
Freeing the slaves.
Do you know why they called it the Cold War?
Because it's cold.
What do you think caused the Great Depression?
Oh, that's an interesting...
What caused the Great Depression?
Wow.
The Great Depression? The first one?
Can you name the last 5 American presidents?
That's Obama.
Okay. This should scare you to no end. This is modern history. We still talk about, they rail on these presidents on a fairly regular basis. And they're not real young people. This is the last one I'm going to play because this is making me crazy. It's driving me nuts.
The first one.
Can you name the last five American presidents?
Does Obama count as one?
Yes, Obama counts.
Oh, crap. Obama. George Bush. Yeah, George Bush.
Nice.
Oh, crap. Obama, George Bush.
Mm-hmm. Who was before Bush?
I think I know it. It's only the tip of my tongue.
Can you give us a hint?
Yeah. He liked to get in the office.
No. Oh, okay. What's his name? Kennedy.
Obama.
How about before that?
And think about that. That girl knew enough to know that JFK had sex in the White House. So when the question was asked, this guy had sex in the White House, she jumped right to Kennedy. I wonder what she's learning in school, right? Look, guys, I played that not to make you as nuts as you're making me. Or is it making me? But to show you, we got a real problem with education. And you and I can help with this. We can jump on this and make this better. Right? You reach out to your nieces and nephews. You reach out to your sons and daughters. You reach out to your granddaughters, grandsons. You help make a difference. You help them understand. Ask them what they're learning. No, come on, really. Ask them what they're learning. Break it down for you. What did you learn in school today? Did you have history? Great. What did you learn about in history today? And help straighten them out. You know, the kids, they don't want to go against their teachers. I get that. But you can at least help to bring them in line. When we come back from the break, California colleges are rated the worst. For a lot of reasons, but there's 9 colleges now in California. They made the list of the 40 worst college campuses for Jewish students in the nation, beating out every other state in the country. Think about that. 9 colleges in California, the state of diversity, and New York. And New York comes in a close second. So you've got... And Columbia University tops the list. You know, and we heard how much Trump was an anti-Semite, right? We heard how Republicans are anti-Semites. And California and New York, the worst place for Jews when it comes to colleges. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American baby.
We are back.
Born and bred.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time. I know there's like 3,000 other shows out there that you could be listening to, watching, or what have you. But you've tuned into this one, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know time is precious. And up, you know, it's so precious, you shouldn't go without reading my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you head over to the Amazon, yeah, you heard it right. Head over to Amazon.com, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. If you want the book for free, it's really simple. I'll announce it tomorrow night. How's that? All right? The 25th email that I get, just put in, give me the book. How's that? That simple. In the subject line, put give me the book. and I'll send it to you. You're gonna have to send me more than that. Once I, you know, I'll email you back. You know how it works, right? Come on, I don't have to explain all this. Anyway, because I want to get to the story. This is like creepy and stupid and scary all at the same time. Some of you need to go look up the history of Israel, of the Jews, and not even a biblical history. Look up modern history. Find out how they came to be, where they're at now, who gave them the borders, what they've given up. You know, I was talking to somebody today who's a Jew, I would call a cultural Jew. And she was explaining to me some of the things that she understood to be truth. And she explained to me that, that one of the problems that they have is the Jews in the Old Testament, or the Jewish Bible, the Jewish Torah, whatever the proper term to call it, talks about women being cattle or chattel, as they used to call it back then. It was property that men owned. And I said, look at her, and I said, you know, you realize that this is not widespread. This is not what you think it is. And they don't beat their women. Okay? It's a very small group of Jews that believe that and still operate in that way. I said, they had a woman prime minister. For a piece of property, she sure came a long way. Women own property in Israel. Women run businesses. Women have a lot of freedom, yet the Human Rights Commission has decided, the UN Human Rights Commission on several occasions, that Israel, not Saudi Arabia, right, Israel, not the other Muslim nations there, only Israel is an offender against women's rights. Not the other ones, just Israel. And go look at the amount of what do they call it? UN sanctions, UN resolutions that have been listed against the other groups out there. Seriously, show me where the UN has come against the groups that you can prove. That you can prove have come against women. That you can prove treat women like dirt. I'll put it that way. So, they've issued one resolution against Syria, one resolution against Russia, because of how they've treated women, one resolution against Iran, one resolution against North Korea. Iran and North Korea had nothing to do with how they treat their women. No resolution against anybody else in the world other than Israel, of which they've released 20. 20, one of the smallest countries there. A dot on a map. And they've come against Israel 20 times. With no real proof of anything, just come against Israel 20 times. The same group that, for all intents and purposes, created the Israeli land, whatever you want to call it, their territory, their area. They came against them for taking advantage of the area they were given. Anybody else confused by that? Or is it just me? So along with that, when you look, California, New York, right? The enlightened states. Supposed to be so smart. We have so many colleges. We're just so far advanced. The 9 colleges now in California have made the list of the 40 worst college campuses for Jewish students in the nation. They beat out every other state in the country. A Jewish newspaper compiled a list based on the number of anti-Semitic incidents on each campus, as well as the number of anti-Israel groups. I mean, there have been young people here in California, California colleges, that have been kept off of boards and committees, simply and only, not because they weren't qualified, not because they weren't male or female, depending on what the group was, simply and only because they were Jewish. That was it. Or sympathetic to the Jewish cause. So the newspaper looked at the Jewish student population, the number of Jewish or pro-Israel groups, the availability of Jewish resources on campus, also taking into account the success or lack thereof of Israeli boycott efforts. Now, nobody ever wants to boycott anything coming out of Palestine or Iran or Iraq, right? I mean, the place that throws gay people off of roofs? Yeah, let's not boycott them. Doesn't that kind of mean you're complacent with what they're doing? You're okay with what they're doing, that you think what they're doing is good and okay and acceptable? Right? Because if you don't come against it, it's just like the LGBTQ ABCD group say to me all the time. If you don't speak out in favor for us, then you're against us. Well, doesn't that work the same way? So Americans must be okay with this, with what's going on in Iran and other places, how they treat their gay people, because they don't come out against it. Right? Now, the Israeli paper also determined, based on all the aforementioned criteria, that the 9 California colleges fit the bill and were found to be demonstrably anti-Semitic, including prestigious institutions like the University of California at Berkeley. Well, Berkeley's open to everybody, are they not? They're welcoming to everybody but the Jews. And Stanford University. Whoa, here's an institution of higher learning, is it not? Well, except when it comes to the Jews. We don't want them to learn higher. New York came in a close second, following California by only 3 schools, with esteemed universities like Columbia at the top of the list. Columbia University, right? I mean, these are liberal colleges. They're open to anything, well, except for conservatives and Jews. And even if you're a liberal Jew, you're not welcome there. I'm sorry. Who's the big tent? Because Republicans don't really much care what you are. But you do. I mean, the liberal elites, the liberals who run academia, right? Aren't they the ones for free thinking, free thought, free flow, totally accepting? But yet they've got every name in the book for a guy like me. You know, because, man, I don't allow Jews on my show. I don't allow Jews to run the board. I don't allow Jews to write for me. I couldn't tell you who's running the board. I couldn't tell you who's running for me, writing for us. I don't ask. It's not part of the questioning. And I don't care what you write or write about. You can even write 180 degrees opposite of me to write on our website. You just can't be vulgar and nasty or call out anybody in particular. The article goes on to say that the paper determined that Columbia University was the most anti-Semitic college in the country. The most. Dozens of anti-Semitic and anti-Israel incidents, including protests and walkout of events related to the Jewish state. Most of those have taken place on Columbia. The report explains it, noting that the extraordinary high number of anti-Jewish incidents and the presence of a constellation of anti-Israel groups on campus have pushed Columbia to the top of the list. Again, a college that's supposed to be open and inclusive. And then think about California, the University of California, and Berkeley. Berkeley's another one of those kumbaya, let's love everybody, come on in kind of colleges. I guess not really. I guess I was misinformed, right? So the article says, it goes on, it says that they reported on several of the incidents mentioned in the report, including one case at the University of California, Los Angeles, where the president of the Graduate Students Association stepped down and left the school after enduring months of harassment at the hand of the university students from the Justice in Palestine chapter. So what did they want from her? I think it was a her. What they wanted to do? Denounce Israel? Being a Jew, denounce Israel on something that Israel isn't doing. Why does anybody ever denounce Palestine? Right? When are you guys going to get together and actually denounce Palestine? Why don't we call out, why don't we lay out all the things that they've done? Lay out the laws they've broken, the atrocities they've done to their own people. Why don't we lay those out and see how that goes over, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Thanks for listening to me ramble. Pick up the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, at Amazon.com. Have a great rest of the day. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up all week long. Check out the website to find out who's going to be on and what we're going to be talking about. Have a great rest of the day.